Marathon Monday? Check. Police and marathon officials are celebrating a successful running of the 118th Boston Marathon, which largely went off without incident. However, the temperature was slightly unusual, a bit hotter than normal. That, paired with a larger field that likely included more charity and first-time runners than normal, could help explain why almost 4,000 runners and a few spectators walked or were wheeled into medical tents along the course and at the finish line. But, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, the medical staff was ready.
As temperatures rose just over 70 degrees and the sun blazed, Clyde Dickey from Texas says he downed too much Gatorade.
I just threw up a little bit. I felt faint. I thought I had heat exhaustion. I gave it all I had, but the heat got to me.
Dickey was on the subway when the bombs went off last year and regrets that he wasn't able to help those wounded. He added Boston TV stations to his cable package so he could watch all the specials this year.
I love coming here. This is the mecca of marathons.
And perhaps the mecca of marathon medicine. So when a guy from Michigan, who trained all winter in 20-degree weather, collapsed at the finish line, a volunteer scooped him up in a wheelchair and had him on a cot with an IV in his arm within minutes. Another volunteer caught a woman from D.C. who started spinning as she slowed down.
I wasn't quite expecting it, but we saw quite a bit of hypothermia. People overheating.
Dr. Pierre Demicourt, one of the marathon's medical directors, says the tents, which were larger, with more staff and equipment than last year, were busy most of the day.
Most of it being relatively minor dehydration, things like musculoskeletal complaints. So overall, it's been a pretty good day.
Which, in contrast to last year, was a relief for many of the doctors, nurses, and other volunteers who staff the medical tents.
I feel, you know, probably like most people, a little bit eerie, but just glad to be back.
Dr. Chad Beatty and a colleague wrestled in advance with their memories of treating torn limbs. They biked the marathon route on Saturday, pausing at the spots where the two bombs exploded. Yesterday, Beatty stood again outside the main medical tent, where his job is to assess the condition of runners coming in.
Kind of have a triumphant sort of feeling that we made it and we did it and we, you know, we came back.
Way to go. Very proud, Boston. Proud of you. Good job. Way to go out there. Prove them wrong.
There was a sense of healing for many people at the race. Spectators, volunteers, and runners, whether they spent time in the medical tent or not. Elizabeth Henshaw from North Carolina was worried that a recent leg injury would slow her down.
In the last 5 or 6 miles, the people of Boston just carried me through, and I was able to pick up my pace and finish stronger than I could have ever imagined. And I just feel so blessed and honored to be a part of this sort of Take Back Boston year.
Henshaw's goal, as with many runners, was to finish fast enough to qualify for next year's Boston Marathon. She did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
All right, good luck. Thanks, bye.